الحمد لله رب العالمين، العاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين وجامع الناس لميقات يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to benefit us from these gatherings and to make us learn and teach others about the importance of learning the deen. We'll continue, inshallah, where we stopped last time when Hudhayfa told the Prophet to stick with the jama'ah, and at certain point when these jama'ah divides and continue in division, the Prophet told him, when he gave him the second nasiha, he told him, what should I do? He said, تَعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, and we stopped there, to abandon these jama'at. The importance of this issue and this topic particularly, it shows the unity for Muslims. You cannot have, as they said here, you cannot have too many captains in a ship, too many cooks in a kitchen, too many chiefs, no Indian, right? So you have to stick to one leadership, you have to stick to one path, that path that is on according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And if the Imam or the Amir or the King or the Prince or the President on the Deen, then there is no reason for the people to go in riots and try to get these presidents out of their places, thinking they are corrupted or thieves or steal. This is not our business. We make dua for them, right? But doesn't give us the excuse to go ahead and form jama'at that to go ahead and, you know, like those meet in secrets, and their job is what? To destroy. Do you remember Surah An-Naml? Do you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the nine people they tried to mock Sayyidina Salih? وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسَعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. So they meet in gatherings, just like anywhere else. These gatherings that doesn't bring any benefit to the Muslims, rather brings division, these gatherings should be abandoned immediately, and you should not affiliate with it at any time whatsoever. Unfortunately, they come with you with ayat. They, as I told you, they are speakers. They come to you with ayat and ahadith to convince you what they are doing is legit. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. When you ask them, tell you, oh, just, you know, when it comes to the seriousness, they will not admit that they were wrong. And when you ask them why you're doing this, they tell you, إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحِ. We want to mediate, we want to build. In reality, if you really want to build, you will never make jama'at that is going to harm the Muslims at large. And the author of this book, what he's trying to teach us is the importance of the jama'ah and sticking with the jama'ah as long as ala al-kitabi wa sunnah. And when they are on the kitab and sunnah, when there is now violation, when it comes to violation to the kitab and sunnah, then what should we do? Make a division? What should we do? Correct him. Correct him. Nasiha, dua. You tell him. Make of a salihin who wants to. We are not here to divide. We want to address a few points. We want to fix it, and we want to make sure everything is good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But there's no threatening sound, so the shaitan doesn't come in between. You have sometimes the hikmah. You know, Dealing with people is an art. They call it art. Dealing with people is an art. It's not easy, especially when it comes to everyone has a different opinion, right? And everyone has a vision. How can you bring everybody together? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what? لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بينهم ولكن الله ألف بين قلوبهم. If you, Ya Rasulullah, will spend everything on earth to unite their hearts, you will never be able to. But Allah united their hearts. So uniting the hearts is not easy. But the uniting hearts can be easy if the hearts belong to nafs amina, nafs that is muzakkah, as I mentioned before, a nafs that is purified, beautified, raised على الكتاب والسنة. You will have no problem, inshallah. So we'll continue what the Imam he said, تعتذر تلك الفرق, and we'll continue with the author, inshallah.
He instructed him to stay away from all the sects and that he should not stay except with the Jama'ah of the Muslims, and that he should not stay with Jama'ah other than the Jama'ah of the Muslims. Rather, he should remain alone upon the truth till death approaches him while he is upon death. This shows that a person should not be with the Jama'ah that is in opposition to the true methodology, and there will be no Jama'ah except with these two conditions: that its methodology be based on the Quran, Sunnah, and methodology of the righteous predecessors, and that they must have a Muslim leader to whom their affairs are referred. There is no religion except with a Jama'ah, and there is no Jama'ah except with an Imam, and there is no Imam except by listening to him and obeying him. This is the methodology of the Muslims and the Sunnah which the author is explaining. This contains prohibition of strange opinions and oppositions, and that one should adhere to the Jama'ah as long as they are not upon misguidance. His saying, he has certainly loosened the loop of Islam from his neck. It had been a part of the Arab custom that they used to put a loop on the necks of sheep so that they will neither get separated, lost, and be eaten by wolf. These loops would be connected with one rope that would combine them so that they are protected. So the Prophet ﷺ likened clinging to the Jama'ah to this, because the Jama'ah is indeed the protecting loop against destructive things, as the loop that is on the neck of the sheep protects it against wolves and from being lost. His saying, and has all well strayed and will lead others astray. He himself is going astray from the path and will lead others astray, meaning he is astray and will lead astray those who emulate him. Allah the Most High says,
وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا.
And whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the right path has been shown clearly to him, and follows other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination. It is therefore obligatory upon the Muslim to follow the way of the believers and not oppose them or deviate from them.
So this is the second point for the Imam in this book, completed before we start the third one. Meaning a lot of, if you look into the seerah of Islam from after the death of the Prophet and look into the Khawarij, you know how they started. It always starts with one leader and followers. Leader and followers. And they start becoming jama'at, sects. And these leaders, they come to the one with the less knowledge to recruit them. So someone will come to a person who is not very knowledgeable, and they will talk to him a little bit, will convince him that they are on the right path. And this person will invite his family, members, tribes, and before you know it, every person is bringing 10. Every person bringing 10 ala jahl. No ilm, nothing. And they make a coalition, and you see these coalitions at the end in thousands, Just like exactly, you know, all this happened when? When the door was broken. What door was broken? The killing of Umar radiallahu anhu al-Faruq. This was the beginning of what the Prophet ﷺ warned us from those jama'at. And until our time, Daesh, Ba'ish, Sa'ish, and all these names, and everybody raising the flag of jihad, and hey, we are Allah, as I mentioned. And, you know, la ilm, you know, they don't believe in imam, they don't believe in a leader, they don't believe in a government, they don't believe in countries, they don't believe in borders, they don't believe in hurmat al-muslimin, the hurma, you know, the honor of the Muslims. Can you imagine these jama'at will take Muslim women and they take them as sabaya, you know, sabaya, right? Mulk yameen. They are married. Muslimat, mu'minat, qanitat. These are women who are married and they take them as sabaya, mulk yameen. Sheikh Abu Fulan, because you know, all we have this kunya, you know, this is a sunnah, we have to be a kunya. Abu Kunya, take 1, 2, 3, 4 sisters for you. They're married. They don't believe in that. No, this is halal. Look at the shaitan, sawwala lahum wa amla lahum. And they believe it. And they take women who are muhassanat, hafifat, and they become owned by this man, and they are forced with all kind of stuff what you know about. This is the level of misguidance and ignorance that we are reaching. So these kind of books is treasure to open your eyes, to open your eyes. We're not sheep. We're not sheep that anyone can come and herd us, no. We're not sheep. We are educated. We know our deen. We know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. We know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. All these what you heard about this. Let's go with the third point, inshallah, before we conclude. We still have about 8 minutes, inshallah.
So the third point is, the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions of the Prophet.
I'm going to, this way, I'm going to read and you read. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you where to read. قال المؤلف رحمه الله.
The author said,
والأساس الذي تبنى عليه الجماعة.
The foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the companions.
هم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ورحمهم الله أجمعين.
Is built is the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah be pleased with them all.
وهم أهل السنة والجماعة.
They are أهل السنة والجماعة.
فمن لم يأخذ عنهم.
The people of the Sunnah and the community. Therefore, whoever does not take his religion from them.
فقد ضل وابتدع.
Has certainly gone astray and committed innovation.
وكل بدعة ضلالة.
And every innovation is misguidance.
والضلالة وأهلها في النار.
And misguidance and its followers will be in the fire.
This is very serious. This is very serious. Let's see what the commentary is.
So he's saying the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built. Who are the jama'ah with these attributes? They are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who came after them from the tabi'un, the successors to the tabi'un, and the best generations. Those are the jama'ah, as well as those who emulate them from among the later generations. They are the jama'ah which the Muslim must be with. Even if harm, threat, condemnation, or aggression should befall him, he should be patient and endure it as long as he is upon the truth. He should not deviate from the truth. He should rather be patient with whatever befalls him. Otherwise, he will be a target for those of evil intent, and those who invite to evil and misguidance. Allah the Most High says,
وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ.
And the foremost to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Makkah to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the citizens of Al-Madinah, who helped and gave aid to the Muhajirun, and also those who follow them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. When Allah the Most High mentioned the Muhajirun and the Ansar in Surah Al-Hashr, He said,
والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
And those who came after them said, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful. The successor emulates the predecessor from among the people of truth and goodness, even if there is a very long period of time between them. He must stick to what they were upon by all means. He should be patient. His saying, the companions of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased with them, among the muhajirun, immigrants, and the ansar, helpers, because they were the people who accompanied the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strove with him, helped him. They learned about the religion and transmitted it to us. They are the link between us and the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We'll stop here, inshallah. We are at the beginning of Muharram. So this is the beginning of the year. At this time, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, right, from Mecca. Before him, these muhajirun who left Mecca to Medina running for their deen. And they went to another city who don't know if their people, are they gonna accept them or not accept them, how it is going to be. That shows you how strong the jama'ah is. They became supporter to them, helpers to them. They opened their homes, they shared their food. And this is exactly what should have been done in every Muslim country. If some calamity happened in a Muslim country, God forbid, and you have to go to another Muslim country, the idea is not to close the borders, but you should open the borders and help, because it is one ummah. It is not because of this is A country or B country or C country or D country. Colonial divided us and put borders between us. But in reality, it doesn't matter if it's your passport is yellow or red or green or blue. The real passport is what? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is international. This is international. It goes everywhere in the dunya and most important in the akhirah. This is what the jama'ah is all about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to accept from us. وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزدنا علما ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا ممن يقال لهم قوموا مغفورا لكم بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر العظيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك استغفرك ونتوب إليك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت جزاكم الله خيرا يا رب.